Hello everyone, this is Infinity. It is 9:29 on August 29th, 2020. Hello and welcome to this divine sacred space. Thank you for coming and joining with me. I am here to do an oracle reading. It's been a really interesting day. A lot of interesting energies coming through, and I've been guided to work with the hidden oracle or the hidden world's oracle and get some guidance here about this energy. Very much divine union energy, very much twinship energy. I heard from and channeled and connected to with the first time today with Lilith, who came through to give me information and introduce herself to me as Gaia's twin. So that was really, really interesting. This personification of somebody who has this reputation of being something other than they are is kind of the theme when it comes to a lot of divine beings, and reputations and all of that. Lilith is definitely one of these people who, or stories that. Oh, I guess it's just not true. The type or her energy of how she is perceived, I guess you could say. Lilith is known as a destroyer, a destructor, and we have a card. Oh my God, the gathering. Are you kidding? I didn't even know there was a card in this deck called The Gathering. And oh, what a beautiful card. I have been getting so much energy towards gatherings and oh boy, that's funny. Okay, The Gathering. Community kinship card number 33. Oh man. Card number 33, the gathering, community kinship, companionship. So, wow. Okay. Yeah, so there's been a lot of energy coming through for divine union, community, gathering, getting in touch with your soulmate, soul family, and definitely twin flames, twin souls, if you have them incarnate or otherwise, for that matter. And I woke up in the middle of the night last night. Oh, and it is 9:33 right now. Card number 33 at 9:33. And I started writing this story, this poem, and it's really about feeling those that we're connected to and the journey that we take as we awaken. Anyhow, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and read this. The Gathering, Community, Kinship, Companionship. When you gather, we of the hidden worlds see all about you, the connections you are weaving. The community and kinship, the relationships you create, are not only woven from hand to hand, from heart to heart. You do not only stand together in a circle and reflect the shape of Gaia, the shape of stars, the shape of the temples of stones, the nests of birds, the egg, the beginning, the zero. You gather together and weave into relationship the universe. The conscious intelligence that is the universe is supported by the relationships that are awakened and healing, that have at their heart a desire to commune with each other in ways that create a fertile place for healing and understanding. Within the small circles of your life, the smiles you offered for no reason, the kindness you lent without expectation of return, the offering to another who was experiencing lack, all create community, all create relationship, all create understanding, all are sacred and all contribute to a place where the planet can be nurtured and fed by your higher self. There may be times when you gather in sacred ways, when your footsteps trace those of your ancestors, when you wear the garments woven of stories. There, yes, it is sacred. But the spirit of this is held in your every action, word, movement. And it is there that the true work is done, bright soul. Reach out this day and take a hand, lend a hand, be in relationship. For then, while it may be unseen, you awaken all the temples and the beings of light rejoice. Illumination. Today I will create community, weave relationship. I will connect. Well, I am trying, personally. I have been guided to create spaces for people to come together globally via Zoom. And we did come together for the Lionsgate, and that was a great event. And after that, I was guided to put on weekly events where we would gather and share and do what this oracle seemed to do, basically. Connect with each other, connect with our guides, connect with Gaia, meditate. But in these last couple weeks, there has been no energy around it. Besides me creating the space and putting it available out there for people to join in. But there hasn't been any joining in. And honestly, I haven't had the energy or the time, because I've been very busy with clients, to dedicate to putting advertisements out there and really, you know, beating down the fact that we're doing these on Saturdays. Other than sending out emails to people who have joined and you know, maybe some, like, I put something on Medium a couple weeks ago. Anyway, so I haven't had the energy because I've been working on other timelines. So across the board, so it hasn't been like I'm putting forth all of this energy trying to get people there and nobody's coming. I've just set the intention and let it sit there and kind of waited to see if that was enough, and clearly it's not. And I haven't had, like I said, the time and the energy to be able to focus on, you know, getting people to know about it more, you know, really advertise it and get more people there. And so there's a reason for that. Apparently, we're all working on other things. And, you know, sometimes I feel into energy that, you know, is a possible timeline or a timeline that hasn't quite come to fruition yet. But something tells me with this gathering card that, it's so funny to me, that Coming up in September, we're going to have a lot more energy about community and coming together and sharing and connecting and reaching out and having relationships, even if they're across Zoom and people are far away from each other geographically. That really doesn't matter, as we know. It really doesn't matter. And we need this space to be able to really begin to open up to our new worlds, our new stories that are coming up in the future. Without these relationships and connections that we're going to be making as we gather together, either in small or large groups, either in person or on the internet, these things are going to help us shape the future. And it's really important that we allow for this space, that we show up, that we decide we're going to put energy into these things. And any new beginning is a question mark. Any gathering of people is an unknown set of circumstances. But to me, that's what makes it really exciting and special, is that there are so many possibilities. So anyway, I hope that the energies continue to take shape and form within the collective and each one of us individually, so we may have the space to gather and come together and do the work we're meant to do together. This is a beautiful card. It's a beautiful message. I love the imagery of the circles and coming together and that infinite loop of that circle and all of us in it and working together. And I just see that getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So wherever you may gather, wherever you're guided to gather, please don't hold back. Don't stay away from gatherings if you are being invited. Don't stay in your cave forever. It's not meant to be that way. Solitude is a good thing, and we need to be alone, but we also need others. So I hope that this has inspired you to consider joining the gathering. And with that said, thank you so much for being here and listening. I appreciate it. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create, and I love you already. Bye for now.